The Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court, in a unanimous decision announced Tuesday, said Attorney General Martha Coakley erred when she blocked from the election ballot a question asking voters to repeal the 2011 state law that legalized Las Vegas-style gambling. The court ordered the question certified to appear on the November ballot. Steve Abdow, a Western Massachusetts leader of the anti-casino campaign Repeal the Casino Deal, said he was elated by the court's decision.
I think this is the right thing to do. It passes the common sense test that folks should be able to vote on it, and we hope there can be a thorough vetting of the issues, a larger conversations about casinos as government policy.
Casino opponents collected more than 70,000 signatures last year in the first step toward getting the question on the ballot. The campaign announced last week it had secured more than double the required 11,485 signatures required to reserve a place on the ballot. Tuesday's court ruling was the final hurdle. Abdow said repeal campaign organizers have been proceeding for weeks as if the question would be on the ballot. They've hired a professional campaign manager, a public relations firm, and a political fundraiser.
I don't think we can possibly match with an ad budget. I think that we'll have sufficient support from inside the state and potentially outside the state to mount a competitive campaign, competitive to win the hearts and minds of the voters.
Casino opponents have scored successes defeating projects at the local ballot boxes in West Springfield, Palmer, Milford, and East Boston. Recent statewide polls show voters are evenly divided on whether Massachusetts should have casinos. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno, who worked for 2.5 years to bring a casino development to Springfield, said he is prepared to campaign along with organized labor and other casino supporters to defeat the referendum.
People are hungry to work. They want to work. And again, education and jobs, putting money in people's pockets, pocketbooks, wallets is key. And if you're able to do that, you're able to move your city or your town forward. So we're going to base it on the facts.
The Massachusetts Gaming Commission on June 13th assigned the state's first resort casino license to MGM for an $800 million project in downtown Springfield. But the ruling means construction won't begin until after the November 4th balloting, if at all.
We've been able to get over every hurdle. This is another hurdle, and we try to attack these things being prepared and being optimistic.
MGM Springfield President Mike Mathis in a statement said his company is prepared for a statewide campaign to, quote, educate voters on the enormous economic benefits that would be lost to the taxpayers of the Commonwealth in a repeal. Springfield-based political consultant Anthony Signoli, who was once part of an effort to bring a casino to Western Massachusetts, said the referendum campaign will draw national attention.
This is going to be a multi-million dollar campaign by both the proponents and the opponents. And the fact that it's a referendum coming during the gubernatorial election cycle, it's going to have an impact on governor, treasurer, even the attorney general's races right now.
A spokesperson for the Gaming Commission said work would continue on siting a Greater Boston casino and soliciting bids for a license for a casino in southeastern Massachusetts. Penn National Gaming said construction would continue on a slots machine parlor at the Harness Racetrack in Plainville. Penn was awarded the state's lone slots parlor license in February. Penn vowed then to fight the repeal question if it made it to the ballot. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.